Bringing out the gong. That's in honor of the big summit coming up next week.
How about that? The
G7. No, that G7 is this week. That's in Canada.
Oh.
The big summit next week is the Singapore one.
Oh.
Singapore, Kim Jong-un, and President Trump. They're going to Singapore.
Yep.
Bringing out the gong.
Multiple summits to honor.
Now, if we were going to honor the G7 summit going to Canada, we would have done something Canadian.
Oh, I see.
A Moose Beller or something that would have been Canadian.
So the Singapore makes more sense for the gong. I get it. Yeah. Okay.
Friday, June 8th, 159th day of the year, 206 days left to go. This date, 452. You know, the Huns.
452.
Were not very good people. 452 AD.
Okay.
The Huns.
Yes.
Not very good people. They were invaded. Italy was invaded by the Huns.
Attila.
And, of course, they were led by Attila, mm-hmm. the Hun.
Mm-hmm.
He overtook Gary the Hun. Gary just didn't have what it took.
Well, first of all, Gary, the name doesn't fit with
the
Hun.
No, he's not going to run and come into your country and just instill fear.
And pillage
and
decapitate.
Gary, he might do the taxes of the Huns.
Impale, yes.
He sounds like
maybe
the accountant,
bookkeeper.
Gary the Hun.
Right.
1869, Eve McAfee of Chicago patented the suction vacuum.
Oh.
This date. Suction vacuum, 1869. Kind of before electricity, so it was all mechanical.
Mm.
You would build up the suction by moving the vacuum forward, and it would build up the suction into the whatever is going on there. You probably had some kind of a bellows.
Yeah.
Neil, you familiar with a bellows?
Yes. Brian Bellows.
1934, Cincinnati Reds became the first major league team to use an airplane to travel.
Wow.
From one city to another, they flew from Cincinnati to Chicago. Did they use the Indians Express for Major League? That seemed like a death trap.
That did. I'd have been a little... I'm sure there was some of the players that were a little bit leery.
Oh, I bet.
Getting on there.
I bet. John Madden. 1936,
right.
First parking meter invented. Another way to make money.
Yeah.
2036, 1965.
Unfortunately, that idea stuck.
It has stuck. I like the new modern take on it, though.
Yeah.
Where you can use your card.
Use your card.
And you park in a spot, and then they've got the actual kiosk where you pay,
right.
You know, in one spot. But have you ever been ticketed for parking and not paying your...
I don't think so. Maybe somewhere long ago, but I don't remember it.
Back in 65, with Vietnam conflict going on, for the first time, U.S. troops were given orders to start fighting offensively and not just defensively.
Right.
Up to that point, they'd just been playing defense, and now they started fighting offensively in Vietnam in 65. 1968, James Earl Ray was in London. He was captured at a hotel. This lady was there.
Date to George Snide. Check in here.
Checked in on the 28th of May and stayed until the morning of the 5th of June.
Do you know where he went on the morning of the 5th of June?
I believe he went to the air terminal. He asked me to get him a taxi and I rang for a minicab.
James Earl Ray, captured in London this date.
He was using an alias. Alias, several different ones, but...
He wanted to go to Africa. Apparently he went. He shot Martin Luther King Jr. Then he went to Canada. From there he went to London. I guess he's going to go to Africa, but they captured him.
Yeah, he was on the run.
1968, here this date. 1969, President Richard Nixon announced that 25,000 U.S. troops would be withdrawn from Vietnam exactly 4 days after offensive fighting began. That was in 69. 1969, also the Mick. The Yankees retired Mickey Mantle's number 7. I think the Yankees have the most number of numbers retired.
Yeah. They're going to start getting into 3 digits here pretty soon.
You're going to have to. Yeah. Well, players are bigger. I mean, you can get 4 digits on that Aaron Judge guy.
Yeah, no doubt.
And Giancarlo Stanton. Those guys are gigantic. Remember Danny Goodwin, who played for the Twins?
Yes, I do,
he,
actually.
He was kind of a DH first base when he came up as a catcher.
Yes.
The White Sox drafted him number 1 overall.
Really?
This date in 71. I don't remember. I've forgotten that he was a number 1 overall pick. In fact, he's the only player ever to be selected twice number 1 overall, because he was selected this date by the White Sox. He didn't sign, went to college. re-entered the draft again and then was drafted again number one by somebody. I think it was the Angels, because I know we got him from the Angels.
Right.
And I remember him mostly because the Twins traded one of my favorite players for him, Disco Danny Ford.
Oh.
Twins traded Disco Dan.
Yes.
For Goodwin.
And Goodwin never materialized as a
no,
as
he never, a major never was a number one caliber no. type guy. That's nope. just how much of a crapshoot that is, even to this day.
It sure is.
1982. We're going to go to Parliament.
What I'm describing now is a plan and a hope for the long term. The march of freedom and democracy, which will leave Marxism-Leninism on the ash heap of history as it has left other tyrannies, which stifle the freedom and muzzle the self-expression of the people.
That is a fantastic visual, isn't it? The ash heap.
Yes.
That's called that. That's known as his ash heap speech. President Reagan, the first American chief executive ever to address a joint session of Parliament.
Pretty cool.
That was on this date in 1982. I could listen to Ronald Reagan do his speeches.
For sure.
Very well spoken.
Yes, he was.
Unlike some presidents we've had the last few years, he was just well spoken.
Yeah, he was.
He knew to stick to the teleprompter, too. But when he ad-libbed, that's when it was gold, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
When he'd ad-lib, that was probably the best. And as far as him being an actor, I think him ad-libbing is probably, he probably got that from that being on the radio and so forth. 19 D.C. this date.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to America's tribute to the men and women of its armed forces, to the men and women of Desert Shield and Desert Storm. This is a proud day for our country.
Victory Parade this date, 1991.
It is an especially
mission accomplished in the Persian Gulf. Persian Gulf War of 90 and 91. Desert Shield, Desert Storm, Washington, D.C. It was quite the impressive parade. You can watch the entire thing on YouTube. Showing off our military might.
Mm-hmm.
All of the fighter jets and the AWACS planes and everything on display, flying past like the Washington Monument and over the Capitol and all that. It was quite the thing, this date, 1991, presided over President George Bush. And this date, 1998, here's a soundbite.
From my cold, dead hands.
Charlton Heston. And then he went on to say, to get your dirty hands off me, you damn dirty ape. The National Rifle Association elected Charlton Heston as its president this date, 1998. I want to hear that one more time here.
From my cold, dead hands.
And, of course, he is now gone.
Yes.
Charlton Heston no longer with us.
Not forgotten.
He's certainly not forgotten. We're going to move on to birthdays today. This guy played two key roles in two of my favorite sitcoms. He was George Costanza's father, Frank Costanza, on Seinfeld.
Sure.
And he was Arthur Spooner on The King of Queens.
Since I'm getting a new headstone, I figured why not do a little rewrite on the whole thing?
Well, what do you got so far?
I'll take a look.
Arthur Spooner, husband, father, true inventor of the moist towelette. Touching, yet paranoid. I like it.
Jerry Stiller is 91.
I like it,
Jerry Stiller is a funny man, father of Ben Stiller. We just lost his wife, Ann Mira, who acted and did the comedy show with him for years.
That's too good.
Jerry Stiller is still with us at 91.
And pretty soon all my troubles will pass, because I'm in sugar town.
So Loretta Lynn will take us to Fifth City. Nancy Sinatra will take us to Sugar Town. Ever been to Sugar Town, Neil? No, you can't. You're diabetic.
I'm diabetic.
You're not
no.
going to Sugar Town.
I go to Sugar Free Town.
Yeah, you're going to Sugar Replace. What do you call that? Sugar Substitute. You're going to Sugar Substitute Town.
Right.
Anyway, Nancy Sinatra, these boots are made for walking 78.
It's just no good anymore since you went away.
Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night. 76 today for Chuck Negron. You know, they had three lead singers. That's why they had three distinct sounds for all their hit records.
Yep.
What were the guys' names? I have written down. Well, Corey Wells is the one who passed away, right? Corey Wells passed away. And the other one, Danny Hutton.
Yep, there you go.
Danny Hutton was the one I couldn't think of. But happy birthday to Chuck Negron today.
He's my favorite.
Boz Scaggs. I'd love to play a Boz Scaggs song, but you know, copyright issues.
kerfuffle.
And conflicts. He's 74, big Boss Kags guy.
Yeah, the Lido Shuffle, you know, was on when I was in high school. It was a hot, you know, his Silk Degrees album.
Now, did Lido miss the boat that day? He left the shop?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Boss Gags, 74.
He went to, you know, he did some high school stuff with Steve Miller. They kind of
went together. Right, they kind of started the whole Steve Miller band, and he left on his own thing.
Yes.
Who is raspier? Three people. Rod Stewart, Kim Carnes, or Bonnie Tyler.
I really need it tonight. Forever's gonna start tonight. Forever's gonna start tonight. Once upon a time I was falling in love.
She's pretty raspy.
She's good though.
Total Eclipse of the Heart, Bonnie Tyler, 67. Who else do we have? The guy who, forget about Al Gore, the real inventor of the World Wide Web. Tim Berners-Lee. He's an Englishman, and he's 63 today. Dilbert creator, who's basically, it's basically Drew Carey as a cartoon. Scott Adams is 61. Keenan Ivory Wayans, funny man. He is 60 today.
I'll keep holding on.
The guy's red hair, so why not just call the band Simply Red?
It's good 80s rock.
I think they did If You Don't Know Me By Now, to a remake of that hit. Mick Hucknall of Simply Red. 58, he's got a real smooth delivery.
He was the
there.
Front man, right? He was the singer?
He was the front man singing there for you right here on the Bob Almanac. But by the way, it's being brought to you by Lefebvre Companies.
Nice.
Lefebvre Companies now hiring company drivers, owner, operators, and carriers. And it's a proven fact that Lefebvre Company drivers were always big fans of The Good Wife.
I have no plans to divorce.
But you haven't ruled it out.
I haven't ruled out running for president. Probably won't happen, but I haven't ruled it out.
She showed that attorney who's boss.
Yes, she did.
Juliana Margulies really got her start on ER, and then she, for many years, was The Good Wife.
My mom loved that show.
She is 52. Talk about perseverance. Gabby Giffords, congresswoman, shot in the head.
Oh, my gosh.
In a
Arizona,
attempt,
right?
An assassination attempt, yes, and survived, and is now, of course, recovered. Gabrielle Giffords is 48. And Kanye West, well, he's a jerk.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
That was just a big jerk move.
It was.
To be really honest, bad. Though, on the other side of things, to give Kanye West, in his defense, we had seen Taylor Swift win too many awards already.
Yeah.
It was getting boring. He kind of spiced it up a little bit. It was boring seeing her constantly going up MTV, CMA, all the country ones, all the pop ones. She was winning every award.
American Music Awards.
Kanye West, all he did was just kind of spice it up a little bit. So for that, I applaud him, but for going up there and doing that, that was a jerk move.
Yeah.
And he's 41 today, Neil.
I don't really plan to celebrate that in any way, shape, or form, but I'm sure, you know, some people will, and that's fine. Should we get on to the gone but not forgotten category? You and I really didn't preview this, so.
No, what were you doing? Were you focus on something else?
Yeah, I was.
You're distracted?
I was having a handful of cashews. I'm going to start with the former First Lady. We like to honor our First Ladies here when we can. First Lady Ida McKinley. She was married to our 25th president, and that would have been William McKinley.
Oh, they've changed her name to Denali, so she's now Ida Denali.
Ah, very nice. What about, did you ever want to live in a Frank Lloyd Wright-designed home? He had his own style, I would tell you, as an architect, 1867. Byron Whizzer White. You got to like it. If your nickname is Whizzer, we got to tell you that that is good stuff.
Did he use the Whizzinator?
He may have. Who was the Viking running back? Who had
Ontario Smith.
There we go. Whizzer White. He was also an NFL running back, as well as a Supreme Court justice, born on this day, 1917. One of my favorite movies growing up as a young lad back in the 60s was The Music Man, and Robert Preston.
We got trouble!
Oh, we got trouble!
Right here in River City!
Right here in River City!
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool!
That stands for pool!
We surely got trouble!
We surely got trouble!
Right here in River City!
Right here!
Remember the man!
I just love that movie because it has Buddy Hackett.
It has Shaboopy with Buddy Hackett, Ronnie Howard, Shirley Jones. It was a great cast and a wonderful rendition of that musical. Robert Preston was the music man, and he was born on this day, 1918.
A real football player right next door to us, a real star, huh? I'd better go over and welcome him to the neighborhood. Edith, when are you going to realize there's no color line in sports? Besides, maybe he can get me some tickets cheap.
How about George Kirby doing like Archie Bunker? And what's even more humorous is...
He did Edith?
No, he was African-American.
Oh, he was.
And he's doing Archie Bunker.
Oh, that's very good. He is comedian impressionist George Kirby. He did his John Wayne. He did everybody. He was very good. One of the early impressionists, 1923. Another former first lady. We just lost her a short time ago. Barbara Bush was married, of course, to George H.W., mother of George W., 1925.
Joan Rivers. The only woman in the world now is Bo Derek. Oh, come on. Not the Bo, please. She is not too bright, Bo. She forgot her twin sister's birthday. I mean, you don't know.
Forgot her twin sister's birthday. Pretty good. Joan Rivers, 1933. The original Lassie was a real name for Lassie was Pal. But the original Lassie, born in the state, 1940. And Don Grady, he was a Mickey Mouse Club musketeer and also appeared on the television program My Three Sons.
Yeah, he was Robbie.
He was Robbie.
Bernie still bothering you with those crazy letters he keeps writing to himself?
It's no bother. That was a lot of fun. That was the second letter he's gotten from the president, you know.
But he's just doing it to get attention.
I know that. And he's getting attention, so it's working out fine.
Well, Dad, I still think that Ernie has some deep-seated problem, but, you handle it your own way.
Did you know that Robbie was also an amateur child psychologist? Did you know that?
Well, having watched the program, he was the one I was most bored by as a youngster.
He's no Ernie or Chip.
Right.
Chip and Ernie.
Ernie and Chip were my guys at that point. Robbie's just kind of in the way. 1944 for Don Grady. And one more, the lip syncer. Rob, how do you say his last name?
Pilatus.
He was a member,
Robin Fab.
Yeah, Robin Fab. Milli Vanilli. They were lip syncers. He was born on this day, 1965. That entire list is gone, but not forgotten.
Yes, they are. And now let's give away the Moondance Jammin' Country. You forgot to ask her whether it's still a fest or not.
Well, the website says fest.
All
so
right,
I'm gonna
Moondance
go fest.
Jammin' Country Fest.
Yes.
Four tickets, 3 days of all kinds of fun, and you'll have four tickets. You got to come and pick them up, though. Got to pick them up. Here at Bob FM, you got to have the ability to come here and pick them up during regular business hours. And the question is, I said that Loretta Lynn can take you to Fist City.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did.
I told you that Nancy Sinatra can take you to Sugar Town.
Mm-hmm.
Where can Neil take you to? I said something. Neil can take you because of his medical condition. He can take you somewhere. Where would that be? It'd be similar to that Nancy Sinatra song, but there's a twist. There's a tweak.
There's a tweak.
Okay, 763-450-0100. And the first caller with the correct answer will win those tickets to Moondance.
I love it when I'm a part of the quiz.
We like to make you a part of what's going
on
here. We try to do our best. So there you go. Call. Good luck. 8:56 right now. It's Don Williams on Bob.
Can't work late, although I need the money. Gotta get home to my loving honey. She'll be there waiting.